We're going all over our state. Let's get some of those Texas topics and get you updated here with a little Lone Star Love. Well, the Texas high school basketball playoffs continue on, and congratulations. Number two in the state, North Crowley, returns to the state championship game for the first time since 2008 after defeating Duncanville in a thriller last night, 52-49, in the state semis. So they will now get set for number four, Brennan, for the state title. That'll take place at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio on Saturday, about 5 o'clock start time if you're going to make the trip. But congratulations to them. They were down 2 points with 17 seconds left, North Crowley. And then senior Tyler Hastings, who has only played a logged 20 minutes this season, but because of an injury to another player, a starter, Tyler gets his chance late in the game, gets to the free throw line, misses it, but he gets his own rebound, steps back behind the line, buries the three like just his butter. And he sends North Crowley and the Panthers to the state championship game. So that was pretty cool. Woo! That combined with the dunk 2 weeks ago on ESPN as their dunk of the week. No Crow is tearing it up down there. Man. Also, salute to the Brock Eagles, who were also trying to punch their way through. And they fell last night to Dallas Carter. But salute on a great season to Brock. Love Brock out there, man.
So you ever look around and think, wow, I am so rich.
No. I mean, in love.
Either.
Everyone's invited.
Congratulations.
Right. It's not an open marriage. Stop it.
But a few Texans, very, very lucky. Cool. So we're in good company. Hopefully they're contagious. There's a new list of the richest billionaires in the world, thanks to four. A lot of them right here in Texas, namely Jeff Bezos and his little Amazon venture, $224 billion, pardon me. It's coming in at number four. Also, Michael Dell out of Austin. Alice Walton, not too shabby. $131 billion right here in Fort Worth.
Could be listening. Mm-hmm. Could be listening.
Hi, Alice.
Right now.
I'm up for adoption.
Yep. Yeah.
She's also got a lot of, you know, brothers and sisters. Actually, brothers. So I'm sure there's, you know, tentacles off of that. Meanwhile, guess who's taking the top spot? Our good buddy, Elon.
Oh, boy.
$839 billion.
Keep it going.
All thanks to Tesla,
yes.
SpaceX, and XAI.
And if any of those who could be listening right now would like to, donate to your favorite morning radio show, just please call the number on your screen. We'll give you a free tote bag. The tote bag says NPR on it, and I got it from their pledge drive, but I can give it to you.
Yeah, there's no screen, but, I mean, we could do a podcast.
Yeah.
There's options.
No, we can't. Okay. We're doing one right now. We don't normally ever, in fact, endorse political candidates for political office. But that may change for the mayoral race in North Richland Hills. Now, all due respect to current mayor of NRH, Jack McCarty. They've got a May 2nd general election coming up on the way. I'm sure Jack is a wonderful guy. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of jonesing the vibe that Dustin Eby is running out there because he legally changed his name to literally anybody else.
Oh!
That's his name. Literally anybody else.
You know, all politics is local. It could go to anybody
else. Yep. And he will be challenging Mayor Jack McCarty in the upcoming May 2nd mayoral election. Literally
Resentment.
Is 37 years old. He's an animal technician at a university lab over in Dallas, but he says he wants to get into the game and giving the people the ultimate other option. Literally everybody else.
Yeah, some of these local ones are getting pretty salty.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not looking at you, Willow Park.
You go get them, buddy.
So, dog named Coco. Yeah. She's been on quite the walkabout lately. You see, she's a native of Glen Heights, Texas,
mm-hmm.
right up the street. But then she disappeared and had places to go. Like any good woman, that was a shopping mall in Clark, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, folks found her running
around.
New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, police came to the scene. They discovered she was microchipped and very far from home.
Wow.
Police Director Patrick Grady kept her until the owners could fly in from Texas. She ran straight to mommy. And, you know, when you think of these stories, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking like something like street savvy.
Yeah.
A terrier mix.
Yeah.
Or something that's like out there. This is the little salt and pepper Scotty. It's teeny tiny.
Bless him.
Oh, she was just doing her things.
And ended up in New Jersey. Do they have any idea?
They have good shopping.
Holy cow.
I want to go to the garment district.
Well, that dog, how long was the dog there in New Jersey?
Well, I don't know, but she was gone for 2 years.
Whoa.
Maybe she hopped a ride with the monks.
Maybe she got involved and mixed up in a life of organized crime. Dog comes back. Hey, you need some new stereo equipment? Well, maybe they could have just hitched a ride with Exxon. As it was announced yesterday, Exxon Mobil will be leaving its New Jersey headquarters completely and moving it all down here to Texas. They did a couple of years ago move most of their central operations to Houston, and now all of it. But believe it or not, that has been their headquarters technically since ExxonMobil made the merger of ExxonMobil way back when. So yeah, they're going to be a completely Texas company right there where, well, all the oil refineries are in Houston. So which means with the current gas prices going on, we could literally just go down there and then start complaining about it.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I know a gal.
There you go.
She can call.
You can now knock on their door.
Where is your manager?
What's about
it's
these
KB
gas prices?
And Heather Lee.